There's nothing worse than a whinger, is there? Someone who's constantly complaining about everything as though the world owes them something. Nothing's ever good enough. No one's ever good enough. Life just stinks. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So let me ask you, how much do you enjoy being around someone like that? If you see them heading towards you, you try to cross the road to avoid them, right? No, whingers and complainers are not fun to be with. All right then, let's take a look at this from God's perspective for just a moment. He hears every thought that we have. He knows everything we do. So whether we're grumbling inwardly or complaining out loud, he cops it all. How much do we imagine does he enjoy that coming from us? Answer, not a lot. Talking about the Israelites on the exodus from Egypt to the promised land, God has this to say. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 10 to 12. And don't complain as some of them did. Because they complained, they were killed by the angel that destroys. The things that happened to those people are examples. They were written to be warnings for us. You might gather from that God doesn't enjoy our whinging all that much. It's an affront to him. And listen, you and I need to pay heed to this warning. Complaining is a real killer. It eats like a cancer into your soul. In any case, how much more effective, more powerfully life-changing would it be for us to pray over our problems instead of complaining about them? Don't complain as some of them did. Because they complained, they were killed by the angel that destroys. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God didn't send Jesus to give you a defeatist life to complain about, but rather to give you a life of victory. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.